Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, brides and grooms and gender fluid flower people, Easter bunnies and Passover honeys, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, even though, well, most of us can't touch each other right now, but we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
A little muffled through our masks, but can I get an A women?
A women!
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, women. Captain Max and the women. He loves his women. But it is our
28th.
Wedding anniversary, remember?
Oh, 28th.
28th,
yes.
28th.
28
yes.
years, folks.
Actually, it's a few minutes before the actual anniversary if you're tuned in live, but we're going to kind of overlap with the actual anniversary, which is April 12th, 1992 was when we got married, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also Easter Eve. Yes, indeed. That's why we've got little...
That's all for
eggs
for all you Christians.
A little bunny, and this bunny is a real pooper. Oh, look, he pooped a jelly bean. Yeah. It's pooping bunny time. Whoa.
Oy.
I don't know if he has more poop. Green poop. I think he's sick. A lot of people are.
He's
well,
a
and
bunny.
It's also the fourth night of Passover, if you're tuned in live. And it's our third bedside chat of the coronapocalypse, and our 1,000th day in quarantine. Well, not really our 1,000th day. Not even close, but it kind of feels like it, right? Can't go out except for essentials. Can't touch anybody that we're not like sheltering with, or, you know, you can't come within 6 feet, or at least we shouldn't. I mean, a lot of people are disobeying that edict, but you shouldn't touch anybody. Yeah, well, we're sheltering together. Yeah. Okay. the fingers. No, feet, not fingers.
Oh, not fingers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so. Goodness. Yeah. Oh.
So really, seriously, brothers and sisters, never has sheltering with someone you love and trust and hopefully lust for, been more critical, more a question of life and death, you know, which is also the subject of Easter and Passover, life and death. But it's also the subject of our 28th wedding anniversary, and we are very lucky, Captain Max and
we're
I.
We're lucky.
We're lucky.
Oh,
and,
look at
oh,
us
they
there.
Just showed a picture of us dancing.
Oh, look at that.
Watching... and there we are. There's Max lifting me up.
Ah, yes.
And there we are looking cool in shades.
Handsome
at
devil.
Our wedding,
handsome
1992.
Devil.
So, yeah, you know, 28 years ago.
That's when I was in the mafia.
Yeah, all the men. There I am with all the flower girls. There I am with my brother. Being
your brother?
He's trying to steal the show with my garter on his head. And we tied the knot, entering into what I would say is the kinkiest kind of human bondage.
Yeah.
Marriage. This is it.
Kinkiest kind
it's,
of human
it's bondage.
Bondage.
I got the bondage ring right here tied around my finger. The wedding ring, the engagement ring, all of it. Long-term marriage, you know, isn't for everybody. I'm not saying it is. I don't.
No, it is not for
say
everybody.
It's for everybody, but it is for us, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I've had a wonderful time.
You'll stick around for a while.
It's not over.
I'm going to stick
around. We're going to continue having a wonderful
time. Well, as long as everything holds out.
Right. Wild and kinky and pansensual as we are, we're also very much married people, you know, and we're sharing and being witnesses to each other's lives, creating and constantly really recreating the romance that I think, I don't know about what you think, seems to deepen as we age.
Romance is every moment. Every moment, every second of my day, I fall in love with you.
He wants a good anniversary.
That's why I'm here. I want a good thing.
So, you know, maybe especially during tough times like this, I mean, we get closer and closer, and we're very grateful. You know, I know that's kind of a cliche, but we really are. We're grateful for each other and for you, for friends, for lovers, for enemies. You know, we're grateful to you, enemies, collaborators, and everybody for contributing to our great good fortune and our cause. Thank you who you contribute to our cause of bonobo conservation and love, you know. And yeah, so the theme, if in case you haven't figured it out, thank you, of the 28th wedding anniversary, which I discovered on the internet, is orchids. Here's my little bonobo here.
Orchids.
Who's wearing a mask. We're wearing masks. You know, everybody's supposed to wear a mask now. So we are. And this little kind of orchid-colored bonobo is wearing a mask of orchids. And orchids are the symbol of 28th wedding anniversary. Yeah. That's it. And it's, quote, the most highly coveted of ornamental plants. The delicate, exotic, and graceful orchid represents love and luxury. Well, we don't have David Geffen's yacht, but we have a lot of orchids. And purple orchids symbolize admiration and royalty. Prince Max, right? Here's my royal Lubkowitz ring. Actually, in ancient Greece, orchids are associated with virility, or were, and I wondered how the delicate feminine flower, the orchid, could possibly be a symbol of virility. What is that about? Well, I looked it up. You can find everything you want on the internet. And the root of the word orchid, what do you know? It derives from the Greek word orchis, meaning testicles.
Way.
Testicles. Yes, that's correct. No. Theophrastus gave orchids their name because he thought the bulbs looked like balls. Where's, can I have an orchid plant? Show here. Thank you, sunshine, my little stigmata bunny. There she is. Okay, so let's have a look. Do these look like balls? I don't know. You know, I was kind of looking. I mean, and then I had some edibles, and then they started to look like balls. So maybe these are, testicles.
Maybe.
Yeah.
One, two. Two
yeah,
balls.
Exactly. Two balls and a little tiny penis. And, of course, the Greeks were kind of not size queens. They were into little penises and big balls. So the orchid represents that. And maybe now we should move it. So maybe if you have blue orchids, you would have blue balls. Now, speaking of blue, the theme of Judaism, it is Passover. So we have a Seder plate, as you can see. It's got the green herbs as well as the stoner herbs right in there. We've got a joint and some edibles as well as the parsley.
Yeah,
they're
herbs. They're herbs. They're all herbs.
And then the bitter herbs are right here, even though it looks like a parfait.
Yeah.
Just have a big spoonful of that later. And then this is the charoset, the supposed to symbolize the bricks that the slaves made the pyramids out of.
Mm.
And speaking of balls, we also have some matzo balls for juggling. And
Harry can
juggle
on the air
later. Harry's taking pictures now, but we're gonna go for it when we've had a little Manischewitz. And what else do we have? The egg, which is actually an Easter egg that's burned right in front of the charoset, and it's burned because that is the way you're supposed to do a Seder plate. And of course the bone, we have a few bones here because we had some lamb chops the other night. So you're supposed to have a bone. And speaking of Easter, it is Easter Eve, almost Easter. And so we have...
Is that when the guy comes out of the grave? No, out of the...
Yes, yeah, but first I want to go into the Easter bunny.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, and right, Sunshine is an Easter bunny, a stigmata bunny here. Yeah, and and we have another bunny that was given to us by Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live, and this is a very special bunny. He's an Easter bunny... And he also has a tallis on for Passover. And he is on the motor bunny. So, you know, he's having a great ride there. And wearing orchids, of course. Yes. So we have all kinds of bunnies.
Oh, so cute.
And Passover honeys. And, unlike Christmas and Hanukkah, which have nothing to do with each other except capitalism. Actually, Passover and Easter have a lot to do with each other. And the Last Supper of Jesus, here, we have a Last Supper pillow. Also, I have a Last Supper plate, so I don't have to move the pillow. I love the Last Supper. Of course, this is Da Vinci. Not just the Da Vinci Code, but actual Da Vinci.
Who paid for the bill? For the Last Supper. Who paid for that?
I think it was those Pharisees, which is why they were pissed off and had them lynched.
Oh, yeah.
It
was a big dinner.
This is the Last Supper of Jesus and the Apostles on the Thursday before Good Friday, which was a Passover Seder. That's what they're doing, having Passover Seder. And Jesus shares of his body and his blood and... the blood was Manischewitz wine, of course, and the body matzah, probably, right? Matzah, right, which later became the communion wafer. And it's very related. And maybe he shared of his body and his blood, meaning you could say his semen. More literally.
Semen.
Yeah, well, blood and semen are related.
Semen.
And both have our DNA. And
they were in the Navy?
And I believe, along with Dan Brown of the Da Vinci Code, that he probably shared this with his wife, who was probably, if they existed, Mary Magdalene, Magdalena.
Wow.
And maybe... with the other apostles too, because he seems bisexual.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the long hair and stuff. Here's another good thing of Jesus, a picture of him kind of being worshipped and adored. And what's the matter?
Well, I mean, you can get these from us, $29.95.
Oh, yeah, they're on
during
sale.
During the coronavirus, it'll...
Everything is more expensive.
It'll protect you. And you talk to the guy and you go, oh, please, save me, help me. Help me, save me. And $29.95, we ship it to you.
And you are saved.
And you are saved, motherfucker.
Yeah. So, here he is, you know. Nowhere in the Gospels does it say that Jesus is celibate, really. And he was a rabbi, as the Gospels say he was. And so he wouldn't be celibate. He'd be married. And a lot of people think that that's his wife, Mary Magdalene, there.
Let me see his wife.
She kind of leaning.
Well, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, not bad.
Cool.
And so, you know, the Last Supper was a Seder. And we have all the foods, but you know, you're supposed to share food on Passover, maybe on Easter too, and we can't really do that. That's a little too risky tonight. You know, one of the things you say on Passover is, why is this night different from all other nights? Why is this year different from all other years? Well, I guess it's because it's coronavirus season.
Yeah.
And it's the coronapocalypse. But there is one tradition that is associated with both Easter and Passover that is very relevant to coronavirus season, and that is hand washing. That's right. On Passover, everybody washes their hands right at the Seder table. Actually, it's not so kind of... sanitary, because you're all kind of washing your hands out of the same bowl with the same towel. And so it's not so sanitary for the coronapocalypse. But in fact, this might be why the Jewish people didn't suffer the Black Death or other plagues quite as much as Christians during the Middle Ages, because, I mean, Christians were not, no offense, washing more than maybe a couple times a year.
I'm not Christian.
No, I know you're Jewish. I'm just saying. That's why they accused Jews often of creating the plague, of being in league with the devil, because they weren't getting the plague so much. They weren't, like, using the same well water as the Christians, because they weren't allowed, and that well water was tainted, you know, with plague. So,
how dare you be clean?
So, you know, we can't do the kind of hand washing that you usually do. So we'll just kind of...
Oh, yuck.
Well, this is what you do. Use a little hand sanitizer.
The germs are going everywhere. Yucky. Okay, but you have to do this, okay?
Okay, you have to wipe your hands, use sanitizer, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Or I can send you 2 gallons of olive oil for $29.95.
Yeah.
And you can do the same thing.
Mm. Max is in business. What happened to my little trash can that I had here?
Oh, the trash can. It's right there.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Marilyn is here to take my trash. And, of course, in terms of hand washing and Easter... Well, we all know the story, well, maybe some of us don't, of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea and Israel, and he washed his hands of responsibility. Sounds a little like somebody else who washes their hands of responsibility, but doesn't necessarily wash his hands, but just says, I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible.
Well, he's right. He's not responsible at all for anything.
He's irresponsible.
He's irresponsible.
But he should be responsible because, you know, he's our leader, but not a very good one. And so got to get rid of him. But in the meantime, yeah, he's a lot like Pontius Pilate, who, well, said, I washed my hands of all responsibility, actually washed his hands in front of the crowd. And then they basically crucified Jesus and, of course, blame the Jews. Yeah, that's right. So after the crucifixion, though, comes the resurrection, which I like to call the res-erection. Ha-ha. Because I'm such a sex maniac. And here is our Jesus Jackhammer dildo by Divine Interventions, a beautiful kind of.
It's a very nice. $29.95?
No, this is more expensive. This is going to be like $129.95.
Oh, yes.
Right. Or
it's,
more.
It's used.
Especially
this has been in the places of porn stars.
Whoa.
The most famous of the porn stars.
That means it's a big deal.
Yeah. Big deal. $129.95.
But now Jesus, okay, I don't know if Facebook can see this, so I'll just turn.
Yeah.
Jesus is
Facebook?
Well, you know.
We're showing dildos.
Jesus is rising. Up, up, up. And well, I'll just take my mask down for just a moment so I can and now I can say Jesus is in me now. Jesus is in me now. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, back into your vulva puppet.
Okay.
Okay. And
I
now
I want to give you one thing. Happy Easter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you look inside, this shows exactly what you're talking about. You get that joke?
Okay, so there is Jesus rising, and he's bleeding all over the place.
I don't see Jesus rising.
The Ghostbusters are trying to get him because he's the Holy Ghost, right?
The Ghostbusters. That's in the Gospels.
Of course it is. Yeah.
We actually have paintings in the back from the producer of the Ghostbusters.
Right, we do.
Do they show the Ghostbusters trying to get the Holy Ghost?
$20,000 each. $20,000
each. And that would be the case even if it wasn't the Corona apocalypse. Those things are valuable. Yeah. Okay. So one thing I just want to say before we get our illustrious guests on to wish us a happy anniversary and perform for us, perhaps.
Wait till you see these guests.
Something interesting, long before the rebirth of the Holy Son returning to his heavenly Father, there was the resurrection of the Holy Daughter returning to her Holy Mother. And that Holy Daughter was Persephone, Greek goddess. Actually, that's her Roman name. Her Greek name is Proserpina. And her mother, of course, is Demeter, or Ceres to the Romans. And every spring, she'd come home to her mom. And this preceded the rebirth of Jesus. So did the myth of Dionysus, who's very Jesus-like. And so, you know, we just like to know our history. But back to coronavirus. By the way, check out my missive, latest one in Counterpunch, the America's greatest political newsletter, according to Outback.
Oh, yeah, Counterpunch.
The piece on normal insanity and unpaid hookers. Why isn't the John in Chief giving coronavirus relief to sex workers? Because he's a big, fat hypocrite. Okay. Anyway, read all about it. And happy anniversary to us. All right. So, yeah. So also, before we get our guests, I just want to say, those of you who think that this is a hoax, okay, I mean, I get it. You want to get out. You know, you feel like you've got sort of a police state going on. I do, too. I hate covering my face. And, you know, it's although I do like masks. It's kind of fun. But, you know, it's disturbing, but it is not a hoax. So our friend and fellow Yalie, let's show a picture of him, Dr. Will Toks, who's a wonderful doctor, and we kind of perverted him a little bit when he was part of
Bonoboville.
He was in what we called the Yale Annex.
Yeah.
And so
he's great.
He was great, but I guess we can't find his picture.
Now,
and there he is. Okay.
And then you pass the ball.
And can we see that on the Facebook?
The Facebook,
or no?
Can we show that?
He's on Facebook.
The Facebook.
Okay. I don't know if we want to put his name in giant letters. Take the name out in giant letters. No. just the picture. Oh, boy. If this is how we're doing, I'm not sure how our guests are going to be. Okay. But anyway, no more?
What happened to him?
Okay, so...
Will, where are you? Where have you gone?
No, you should just have him available, not in slideshow. Yeah. Anyway, anyway, he's young, so hopefully he'll heal soon, but it's a bitch.
By the way, he's not married, okay?
He's handsome, right? Handsome, even when he's really sick.
Handsome young guy, you know?
And I'm not sure why he's got blood in this bandage wrapped around his head. Maybe so he looks like a war hero. He is a war hero.
I think that's just
a
marking.
Rambo.
I think there's a marking for the head band.
Okay.
Some kind of.
Anyway, get well soon, Will. We need you. Yeah. We need doctors like you who are out there on the front lines helping us, saving us in a war that I can really support. I've never, ever wanted to support our troops, you know, who are bombing and shooting, not for us really, but for the military-industrial complex and the oil industry. But I really do want to thank our nurses and our doctors like Will, and I just feel so bad that so many of you guys are getting sick. But we still fantasize about, you know, nurses and doctors, and we have a current video going now on our YouTube channel, Sex Calls, called Nurse Fantasies. For those of you who just can't help it, it's okay. Hey, if it keeps you staying the fuck home, it's okay to just, you know, isolate, hibernate, masturbate, you know, if you have nurse fantasies or whatever. And by the way, speaking of our YouTube channel, if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe now. Hit the subscribe button on both of our channels, Dr. Susan Block and Sex Calls.
I like to do it like CBS. Hit the button.
Oh, I should open my legs? Okay.
Yeah, hit the button.
Hit the button.
Down below.
Okay, brothers and sisters.
Let's subscribe.
Are you ready? Now, what happened? Okay. We're turned around. Okay. Hit the button. Hit the button. Okay. And, I think I'll take this off. And now I will start with my fabulous guests. We're doing Zoom tonight. We can't have guests in our studio, but we're excited to see who's there to wish us a happy anniversary and show off how they quarantine in style. So, I see a few people, if Harry got out of the way.
My goodness.
There's Goddess Phoenix looking
divine. Hello, Goddess.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary. Everybody, let me have a hand here.
Glamazon Goddess
Phoenix.
We love you. Exotic Desires Kink Therapist.
All right.
Did I get that right? Exotic Desires Kink Therapist.
Pretty good.
And winner, multiple winner of the Susie Award for Most Dazzling Dom, and definitely a very important person in DomCon. Mm. And she's looking divine, I must say.
She looks beautiful.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, we hear you now.
Welcome.
Happy anniversary to you too.
Oh, thank you.
That means
a lot.
You're a wonderful friend and a delicious therapist.
And you gave me one of my favorite gifts of all time. My fiber optic wig.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, God, you got to... I sent you the link, right? You're so adorable, whoever you are in the corner.
Okay, let me introduce the other people, and I will come back to you, Goddess next. Phoenix. I believe next is that Madame Marguerite?
That's me.
Hi. Oh, and she's in purple.
Oh, look at that. Whoa.
Got the purple backdrop.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, we hear you loud and clear. Can you hear us?
Welcome to Bonoboville, and happy National Pet Day as well.
Yes, happy National Pet Day. It's been so much fun.
So Madame Marguerite is the Susie Award winner for Best Animal Play Monarch. Yep. Not only that, but she created the whole award. I created it for her.
She's really also one of my favorite people.
That is such an honor. You have no idea. I brag about that. I love that.
Well, we brag about you, Madame Marguerite, because we always say you were on our show first, and then you became a mogul.
That is so true. That's very true.
Yes.
Yeah, you were the first one that wanted to see what me and my pets were all about.
Oh, yes. Well, we're so happy that we could kind of launch you or help. And now you're also a very important person on the advisory board of DomCon.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right. So I love the purple curtains. Okay, so next we have an old friend. Not that she's old. She's
young friend.
Young and beautiful. And yet we have known her since 2006, I think.
For a long, long time.
And that is Amber Mercedes. Amber the dancer.
Amber. Say hi.
Hi, Amber.
Whoa.
Oh, Amber. Can you see me okay?
I see you. I see you moving around. In that exotic dance kind of way. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful.
You like the outfit?
I do.
Oh, do we like the outfit? We like
yeah.
the outfit. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
definitely.
My
love that outfit. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have just a wealth of beauties.
Whoa.
Don't say I never gave you anything for your anniversary. You got a harem of the most gorgeous women in the world here.
These are not only gorgeous, but one of the things, these are the women when I was a little boy I dreamt about.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
These ones specifically.
Betty Page, who had they didn't have balls. They had tits, though.
They had tits.
And they were great women.
They had orchids?
Only after 28 years.
All right, So Goddess Phoenix, what are you up to and how are you making quarantine as glamorous as you are?
I'm doing well. I am staying busy working on my book.
Oh, what book? Does it have a working title?
It is going as a working title. It's going to be an autobiography, a tell-all. So I'll be naming some of these people in the book and telling all kinds of wonderful, juicy stories.
Ooh.
All about my history growing up and how I started in fetish when I was young and how I evolved and the things I've done. Being a part of DomCon for 15 years and watching it grow and blossom.
Yes.
So it's going to be an amazing book. There's going to be a lot of people in it.
Well, I'm so excited to see it. I can't wait. You know, I kind of like books myself. In fact, you are one of the stars of our magazine.
Yes.
Speakeasy magazine. Let me just find a picture of you here. There's so many of them. But this is the Speakeasy magazine on Spank and Art. And does feature quite a few doms from DomCon. And here we go. Here's a nice one of you giving a spanking to a deserving young lady. Naughty, naughty. And it's so nice because you're so often so glamorous and Wonder Woman-like. But here you're kind of, soft and maternal, but giving a good spanking.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I have two questions. Okay. So, do you know Brent Matchison?
Probably.
He says, Goddess Phoenix is gorgeous tonight.
Oh.
So, he's your admirer? And then, did you say Oh, the whip.
Yes, I do know who that is. He makes some of my implements. He's amazing, yes.
Oh, that's why he's like, Goddess Phoenix is gorgeous tonight.
That's not why he says that, because he makes some of her implements. It's because she's gorgeous.
Well, no, of course it's because she's gorgeous, but sorry.
No, it's okay. You'll get a spanking with Goddess Phoenix's whip. One thing I love about your whip, Goddess Phoenix, among many things, it's perfect for the corona apocalypse because it's so long. You can actually keep your 6-foot distance while whipping somebody. So,
You use it for every show.
Well, yeah, but
it's
still good, you know. I haven't been hand spanking people because, you know, that's just a little too close. So I've been using this, and show your tail, bunny.
Oh,
yeah, she's got a tail. And whack, whack, whack. Bunny hop, yeah. Yes, it's so much fun. You give the best gifts, Goddess.
Go, Amber. Look at Amber's dancing away.
Amber's dancing away.
You look hot, baby.
Thank you so much.
We can't wait to see your book. We had such a good time at your party in the pool.
Yes, I'm glad you had a good time. I was so glad to see you there. So a lot's going on. And we've got a bunch of things going on for DomCon, and we're going to have Dom School online on Zoom. So we'll be doing Dom School. Mistress Cyan and I will be doing Dom School.
Very good. And I'm supposed to be Mistress of Ceremonies this year, one of them.
Yep.
And yet it was postponed, of course, to August. Hopefully we'll all be okay in August and able to get out. But I don't know. I mean, anyway, I'm excited regardless of what we do. I'm just honored that Mistress Cyan asked me to be a Mistress of Ceremonies. So.
Yes, congratulations. You deserve that very much. I'm so glad of that. I'm glad that you're going to be there. And always an honor to see you and be on your show.
Aww. Well, I've been honored to just be in your presence and have you at my Bonobo Way Femdoms of the Wild talk, which you're featured in. It's now playing on YouTube. And also Madame Marguerite is featured in there. Her animal, her pet show. Yes.
That's right.
So Madame Marguerite is also in Spank and Art, as well as in Splosh and Art.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, here she is. This was her first show with us, actually, Splosh and Art, where she had a monkey who pooped on her. Well, chocolate, but still. Yeah. So... how are you doing there, Madame Marguerite, in quarantined DomCon sanctuary?
I'm actually doing fantastic. First of all, I have everything that I need. You know, the community's been really great. We're actually doing renovations over here. So I'm here with Lady Remedy Ann, and we've been working on the stage, and we have reupholstered everything. We conditioned all the leather, we painted, and we've got lots and lots of things going. So we're really taking advantage of the, you know, the time down, the lockdown. And like I said, we've got everything that we need. You know, we've got plenty of space. We're very comfortable. And yeah, so we're, you know, making the best of it.
Well, that's what we can all do. That's all we can do is make the best of it, you know, and it's time to do that. So, I mean, you celebrate Passover, right?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of. I mean, really, you know, it's a little weird this year, you know what I mean? But, you know, you know, I always celebrate Shabbat. So that doesn't change.
Yeah.
You know, and we get a little bit of, you know, Passover-y. But, you know, not like usual, but it's
well,
all right.
Passover is a holiday that you're supposed to do with other people. And
it's hard to zoom.
So speaking of which, Max is now having his stoner herbs. We have bitter herbs and stoner herbs.
We have herbs.
We have herbs. We have herbs. We have lots and lots of herbs. And we wash our hands a lot, which is what you do on Passover. Maybe you could pour me a little Manischewitz, Max.
Oh, I certainly can do that.
While you're...
I have one question.
Or Sunshine, you could pour it.
Oh, I can?
And I'll do the...
I have a microphone and I have a joint in my other hand.
And
by the way, you guys, you know...
Yes, remove the toilet paper. We are wealthy, and that's why we show off our toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. We have fine toilet paper from China.
How much do we charge for that, Max?
$29.95 a roll.
A roll, right. Just a little bit in the cup. Yeah, okay. And
tell me when.
That's good stuff. When?
Okay.
Okay. So
there you go.
I can't drink it through my mask.
No, you have
so,
to.
Yeah. No, I know. So here we go. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. And can we all have amen?
Amen.
All women. And yeah, whoa, you're supposed to drink the whole cup. That's the tradition. Whoa. And
I stopped when
that
you
makes you start seeing balls in your orchids. Yeah. Okay. So cheers and happy Passover.
Hey,
Pesach Sameach. Chag Sameach Pesach.
Thank you. Same to you. It's always a pleasure, you know, hanging out and celebrating with you. So thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
Hey, Madam Marguerite, on your website, you said you can, you're like really good at looking at someone and telling what kind of like animal they are, right?
Well, I didn't say that I could do it by looking at them, but yeah, I specialize in animal play, and I'm an expert at identifying people's inner animal.
That's
actually
what I meant
just
to say.
About it earlier.
Yes.
What kind of animal do I look like?
Oh, that's too obvious.
I don't mean the ears. Like, my personality. What do you think? Okay, I take the ears off. What do I look like? What do you think I am? I don't know.
Well, actually, next Thursday, I'm going to be teaching a class on how I identify somebody's inner animal. I go through, like, a series of questions, like, to try to figure out, like, the psychology behind...
You have the lights lit up there?
You really are.
Behind your spirit animal. Okay, so next week, you're going to have a class... I'm sorry, what?
What animal do you identify with? What do you think you are?
I don't know.
No,
I like all the cute animals.
She loves animals.
Animals you have things in common with.
Sunshine.
I'm sorry.
She likes dogs.
I like all the animals. Oh. I like dolphins. I like whales.
Oh, dolphins! Right.
All the cute little baby animals. So I'd have to take your class. So okay. So your class is where again?
Next Thursday on Kink Academy. So if you go on like Instagram or Twitter and you look up Kink Academy, it's an online class, just like a class I did earlier. And it's all about animal play and how I identify a person's inner animal. It's really fun. It's really great. I have 8 questions that I go through. I call the Petsy Medaminal Scale. And they're questions about like your environment and your personality and what you like to do and things like that. And from that, with that information, I put together, you know, the world and the character, and I really like hone in on the person's inner animal. And then we go and have a blast.
All right.
Next week.
I'm hungry.
Academy.
I'm going to have a little bite here.
Okay.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Oh, as you know what, it's really dry. I need more wine. Okay. It's so dry. Oh. You know, but we're going to be having food shortages soon, so we need to get used to eating matzah because we have a lot of it. Okay, so back to Max is, of course, doing the stoner herbs. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri haadamah.
I've been doing the stoner herb.
Ah, women.
Look at women.
Look at the women. Let's say hi to Amber. Amber.
Amber, where are you?
What happened? Oh, she disappeared.
Amber.
Woo.
Woo. Look at her.
Amber.
Amber's going to be our exotic dancer now.
Woo. Oh,
look
exotic
at that
dancer.
Butt.
Exotic Whoa. Dancer. Where?
Shake a butt, baby. Woo. Yeah, shake of that butt.
Amber has been coming to the shows forever.
Yeah, since 2006. And then she disappeared on us. She moved to Germany and Texas. I think you're in Texas now, aren't you, Amber?
Yeah, I'm in Texas right now. I was in Germany, but now I'm in Texas.
All right. And how's Texas handling you?
Oh, it's good. But I miss you.
Aww. Well, we miss you too. And it's fun to have you here and your sparkly lights and your hot body, hotter than ever. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how much you see. I'm trying to adjust the camera so you see me.
I see your butt.
I
see your crotch. I see your legs. I see you're in very good shape. So are you working out in quarantine?
Yes, I am every day because I have to stay limber.
Yeah, you have to. It's imperative. I mean, a lot of people are just using this as an excuse to just eat a lot, you know.
Oh, no, not me.
You're so disciplined.
Brent Machasson said, Amber's hair is lovely.
Oh, Amber, you're lovely. Who said that?
Amber Machasson, the really big Goddess Phoenix fan.
Oh, okay. I guess he's also an Amber
women,
fan.
Right?
Oh, there's Amber. Look at that sparkly bra. And yeah, look at that butt. All right, we're going to have some good anniversary sex now. I can tell. This is always our foreplay. Usually we do a little more touching of people, but tonight no touching. We only get to touch each other, but we get to look, and our eyes are filled with beauty and sexiness and Amber's butt. Oh, I wish I could spank that butt. I wish. Where's Goddess Phoenix's whip? Let me just take it.
All right, that's pretty nice butt for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish I could spank that butt.
My ding-dong.
Don't let your ding-dong get hurt.
Oh, my ding-dong.
Oh, you can get it hard if you're wearing loose pants.
Well, the Facebook people, they can see this. There's no nudity.
Oh, yeah, no nudity. We're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no she nudity. Just got She's several fine. Pairs of panties on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I don't know about that angle. Maybe. I don't know.
That's
but,
a little
Yeah, look at that. Hot stuff, Amber. You look the same. I mean,
she looks just
maybe
exactly
sexier. You know, you certainly haven't aged a bit. Not a bit. So, even though you're a hot MILF. Yeah. Nice. Whoa, look at the hair toss. And she is definitely a good exotic dancer for Easter Passover and our 20th wedding anniversary present. Yes, indeed. I'm going to lay back and put my legs up on your... yeah, there we go. Woo! We're just enjoying ourselves watching our
amazing butt.
Naked butt. Yeah, hot butt. Amber.
Did you grow that yourself?
Amber's such a sweetheart. She played Esther in our Purim show in 2006. She was a great Esther because she had to dance a lot, you know. Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure. Yeah, baby. Amber Mercedes is our 28th anniversary gift. Dance, dance, dance. All right. And hopefully everyone is also enjoying our 28th anniversary.
I hope so. Whoa.
Gift.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Amber could jump out the anniversary cake. Hello.
She could jump out of the cake. Yeah, we don't have the cake right now, but we will have
she
a cake
jump
that
out
Amber
anything.
Wish could jump out of. But in the meantime, look at that body. Oh, yeah, baby. Nice. All right, well, we don't want to neglect our other guests.
Yeah, we're going to go back.
So
you keep on dancing.
You keep on dancing, though.
Keep
it's
on dancing.
Good exercise.
We're going to go back.
Okay, so
oh, look at who's in the bubble bath.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. I was hoping you would get in that bubble bath and I didn't want to say anything in case it didn't work out, but there is Goddess Phoenix in the bubble bath. Oh my Goddess. Look at you, surrounded by bubbles, and you are even covering enough so that we can show you on Facebook. Let's see.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello.
In your characteristic, with your characteristic cup that's all lit up, and the bubbles
so
are just divine. All she's wearing are bubbles.
She's wearing bubbles.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's quite a vision of loveliness. And yeah, this is going to give us some hot anniversary sex tonight.
Just a little gift for you guys on your anniversary. Something to think about tonight.
Yeah, something to
definitely. You know, not every couple would appreciate, you know, seeing an other woman in bubble bath on
That's
their anniversary,
hot.
But
it's
we
hot.
Do.
We do.
We love it.
And, you know, you guys are really, like, I'm the oldest guy here in the room, okay? I'm going to talk about myself for a second.
Okay, talk about yourself. And don't forget to get me into the picture.
Yeah, no, I'll get you in the picture, too. But
I got you in the picture, too.
The first Dom therapist that I ever met was called Queen Adrena way back in the 1970s. And then she became a wrestling queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
she was a dom, yeah.
Yeah, she was a dom.
She started phone sex.
And she started the first phone sex lines, got raided by the FBI right away. Anyway, you guys are my heroes. You guys are the best.
Well, this is going to be part of our new Zoom. We're going to have a new Zoom going on, a bubble bath Zoom party.
Oh, yeah, great.
The Twisters, got a Samantha and myself, are going to be throwing, while people are in quarantine, we're going to be throwing bubble bath Zoom parties.
All right, I want to join.
On the Twisters.
You know, I think that this quarantine is going to kill regular television.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's creating television now. Everyone's got a talk show.
And it's all so much more interesting.
Everyone's got stuff to share on Zoom or Skype and, yeah.
And recipes.
Yeah, I should fill up my little pool with bubbles and join you guys, for sure. Although I don't think I can bring my Goddess Phoenix fiber optic whip into the bath. That might short circuit. But yeah, this is gorgeous, fabulous, and bubbly.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And she looks hot.
And yes, you are definitely a dazzling dom, exotic desires, kink therapist, and... Wonder Woman!
You know, I wanted to ask her what she thinks about sex workers not being paid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So
during this horrific...
The Trump administration is paying all the stockbrokers and the other corporate whores, but not paying honest whores coronavirus relief.
Or anyone associated with it.
Right, even if you sell sex toys.
Right. And they're all involved in it anyway. The banks do the processing. The phone companies send in messages. You know, they're all involved in the sex work, and they don't want us to be in it. They don't want to pay us.
It's so scary.
They know to make more money than they do.
Yeah. Right.
And they use our services. Anyway. Okay. Well. We are protesting, and maybe we will get them some relief. And we can always donate to FSC Army, the Free Speech Coalition, which are gathering funds for those sex workers that are not as ingenious as Goddess Phoenix and Madame Marguerite and many others. They are not able to work. Maybe they have to stay with their families, and so they need some help. And donate to Free Speech Coalition. All right. And enjoy that bubble bath. Let's say hi to Madame Marguerite. Mwah.
Don't go away.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. And there's Madame Marguerite. What do you think about the sex workers being denied relief?
You're going to tie some dog to that?
You know, I'm always like really, you know, very vocal about things like that. You know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. I think that, you know, it is just, it, I mean, it's this country does that consistently over and over again, right? So on one hand, we'll capitalize and exploit us, you know, especially women and trans people, but then turn around and, you know, not leave a seat at the table. So, you know, I say it all the time. I was just saying it on Maribel Blue's show recently.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on Maribel Blue's show. Yeah, shout out to Maribel Blue.
You know, she really gets us talking about all the things. But, you know, we have to do more than vote. We have to talk to our representatives. We have to, and not just talk to our representatives, but let our representatives know that we have big platforms. You know, I was telling Maribel, when I go on, you know, lobbying and I talk to politicians, I go in there and I let them know that I'm on the advisory board of DomCon and that I have a platform of thousands of people that are listening to me and that, you know, I'm informing people that I'm having these conversations and that I'm going to report back to my audience, you know, with, you know, the result. And, you know, so doing that really makes these politicians, you know, make sure that the things that come out of their mouth, you know, that they are able to say with conviction. And, you know, we have to hold them to standards. You know, we can't just expect them to do it. We have to hold them to the standards. We have to show up at the doors. We have to write the letters. We have to do the work. You know, it's not just voting. Voting isn't enough. Voting is one tiny little drop in the bucket in comparison to the things that we actually have to do to fight for these things. And we have to know what goals these politicians play. So,
well, Madam Marguerite, I really admire your political involvement, and I love your purple socks.
Thank you so much. That's for you. You listen, I always deliver. You requested purple and green in my house colors. I did my makeup for you and everything.
Wow, you're gorgeous.
Purple. Everything's purple.
And I love you standing before the cross.
Beautiful.
A good Easter.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, and look at that sexy dress.
Here, I'll even show you my butt.
Oh, show us your butt. Ooh, talk about a nice butt. Whoa.
Hello.
Very nice butt there. Yeah, very. Hey, you're keeping in shape.
Like, we've got all this dungeon equipment, and we've been, you know, doing all this construction work. I mean, look at this. I mean, I was already fit before, but just, I mean, and Remedy's like making me stretch and do warm-ups and all kinds of stuff. So,
wow.
Like I said, we're having a great time over here.
All right.
Good.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And Goddess Phoenix and Amber. And we'll have everybody on while we get our cake. Here's our bunny. Yeah. Okay, let me move our... Ooh. Woo. Oh, Anna and Miguel made the cake. Anna and Miguel, come on over here.
This is our house mother. This is Anna.
Anna. Come over Anna here, looks Anna. Like a religious Muslim woman in a niqab and
she's
and
actually,
Miguel looks like Il Bandito.
Miguel es un bandito.
Bandito. And let's show the
actually,
cake now.
Actually, Miguel has built most of the studios in the last 10 years.
And he helped make the eggs.
And this woman here is like the Rock of Gibraltar.
We love Steady. You. Let's hear it for Anna and Miguel.
And she's a great, great cook.
Yes.
Guest from like a year ago, inbox me.
Yeah.
Hey, that cook you had, she makes amazing soup.
She cooks
her
up some
so
some mean beans.
And she's out there getting us food in the wilds of Los Angeles. And that's why she has to dress up like a religious Muslim woman.
Yeah, she's all bundled
she's
up now.
Doing all this for us.
You know, this is how you have to do it when you get out there, hand squeezing the fruit.
Yeah, hand squeezing the fruit.
Okay, and so we have this fabulous cake. We got boobs and
boobs.
A dick. We have
a
the
dick.
Penis, which is Jesus rising into... the heavenly boobs, and a great
and also notice we're equal. You know, we have white tits and a nice tan.
A nice tan. Penis.
Nice tan.
Can you bring it over here, Sunshine, so we can blow out the candles?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's do this formally.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to.
Okay, show the camera. Show the camera.
Bring it over to us.
There's the cake.
Okay, we see the cake.
This.
Okay. And look, they're on the balls, which is appropriate for the orchid theme. Yeah. Okay. So I'll have the little orchid bunny.
$159.50. You can order it.
Okay. You can order the cake. Okay. So are we going to blow it out together?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. And I didn't see it says Dr. Susie and Captain Max. Whoa.
There it is.
Nice. Wow. You know, we've had some amazing anniversaries. We've had orgies. We've had huge gatherings of people. And but this is really nice. You know, hardly anybody's here. And we're having some of our favorite people on
the
webcam.
They may never let us out again.
Well,
you
know,
that, right?
I do understand that, right, and that's a little disturbing. But we're
that's
here.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
you're good.
Look, I have all my beautiful.
Yeah, we have our beauties. I can't believe Goddess Phoenix in the bubble bath and Madame Marguerite by the cross for Easter. And, of course, the flogging of the slaves, which is done on
that's
Passover.
Right. That's right. And I just conditioned this and I painted the base earlier. Oh, I'm so proud. We got so many
Wait, people. Who's that on the show?
And was that Amber speaking?
Madame Marguerite?
Who said who was that on the show?
That's me. I'm just wondering when I'm on the show.
Is me Amber or?
I wish that's I was Amber. In the bathtub.
Okay, when people say that's me, you need to identify. I mean, I know all your voices.
Amber, Goddess Phoenix, and Madame Marguerite.
Yeah, what a trio. It's like the three graces.
The three
of beauty.
I have my bunny ears on.
Oh, you have your bunny ears on. Come closer, Amber, so we can see what a little hot Playboy bunny you are. And you've got a tail, and you've got bunny ears. We've got bunny ears, too.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I want to spank that tail. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whack. Whack. No.
I want you to spank me, too.
Yeah. Well, one of these days, we're going to get you over here
and
spank
you. Well, you did it lots of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so we've got this cake, and we have to be very careful about how we eat it. We can't all eat it together because, you know, coronavirus.
We'll have to save it for after. We can just cut it.
Yeah.
Let's just
cut up
it.
The tits. Mm-hmm.
Where's the picture of me in the mafia?
Oh, the mafia,
you're in the mafia.
Gathering.
Yeah. This is when
I think it's here.
When I got married to her, I was in
her. Her. You notice how he says her.
When I got married
just
to her,
just in case
I,
he gets the wrong name.
I was in the mafia. I had just come out of prison. And
Here, hold it like this.
Oh, hold it like that. There you go. So,
right
see
under
you
my
going
tits.
Like that,
yeah.
Right?
Now, this looks like a little
really
mafia,
mafia
gathering. These
like
are
that?
My cousins. That's my cousin Elliot and my cousin Tommy and your brother and my friend Jose. And my brother, and my dearly departed cousin, Jeffrey. And this is my cousin, that's my cousin Barbara, and
they all look very straight,
cousin
right?
Diane, my mom. This was our wedding, folks, and it was in 1992, April 12th.
We had two rabbis.
We did. We had two
rabbis?
Yeah, we
two
had
rabbis.
Two.
It's been really important.
Extremely important people. Extremely.
Here they are. This is one rabbi, and here's the other one. They're both signing our ketubah because we needed to have two because we're important people. And there's my important husband with his important brother who is surviving the corona apocalypse right now in Italy. Yep. It's crazy. And
he's okay? He's like...
Yeah, he's okay.
He's
lucky.
He's He's driving around,
With his chauffeur.
With his chauffeur, of course. You know, he's driving around.
But I guess he stays in the car?
And he goes to the office. And he goes to the office. Yeah. He's very nice.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Stay safe.
Andre, take a pic. Mulligan said, hey, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Andre. We'll have to have you dance on webcam for us.
Yeah.
Andre's a male dancer.
Okay.
Notice because it's, you know, your anniversary, I don't have any male dancers tonight. And there's your little niece. She was so little. Now she's really cute. And Giovanella. Hi, Giovanella. I hope you're staying safe. Okay, so back to our fabulous guests.
You know John Coxey? John Coxey. He said, need a brucha for that tuchus.
What? Speak as the English, por favor.
Okay. Maybe, okay. Sorry. Need a brucha for that tuchus.
You know, some of our people on Facebook, I don't know what language you're writing in, but please try to use the English translation. That's our main language. But you can also call us at 626-461-5212. If you want to give us a call, that's 626-461-5212. And we're here celebrating our 28th wedding anniversary, as well as Passover and Easter, which are related. And we're celebrating with three of our favorite ladies, Goddess Phoenix in the bubble bath. Whoa, covered with nothing but bubbles. That's so sexy. And then we have Amber the dancer, Amber Mercedes, dancing. Oh, such good hip action. And swaying that hair. Oh, yeah. And we have gorgeous, elegant Madame Marguerite
If she moves over a little bit.
If who? Who do you want to move?
Madame Marguerite.
Madame Marguerite.
She'll have bunny ears.
If you move right in front of the cross, just put your head in front of the cross. Now you have bunny ears.
Now you have bunny ears.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
It looks great. Way fun.
Right. And speaking of Easter, Sunshine made us Easter cookies that look kind of gross.
Stigmata.
But they are stigmata in
totally
the hands.
Edible.
And they're very edible. I'm not sure I should eat one, but for you foot fetishists out there, we have a stigmata foot. So now that we've gotten some pictures of it, I guess I will have a bite of this. And just like a true foot fetishist, I'll lick it first. I'll lick the blood. That's blood
it's
tastes
all
good.
It's edible because it's corn syrup and red food coloring, so it's totally edible. And
yummy.
The actual stigmata is strawberry jelly.
I actually have a sex therapy client that fantasizes about doing this, eating my toes. And
I can send him some in the
now
mail.
Now eating the toes.
A box of 30.
Exactly.
$29.95.
Okay, Max is the businessman. Okay, Max, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we got to sell these for sure. You know, you got to do what you got to do during the corona apocalypse. You know, you guys are all very entrepreneurial, and it's fabulous. It's important because we don't know when our economy is coming back, really. And we're not getting any money from the government because...
Any thoughts on the politics?
We're involved in sex.
Any thoughts on the politics of being sequestered?
What do you think?
Anybody have any thoughts on that? Or
I think they need a goddess running the country.
To run the country, a goddess. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Certainly Melania is not available.
Oh, no one's
seen hiding her hair to her. She's building the White House tennis courts for the future.
Oh, yeah, she's busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Busy lady.
But it would be nice to have a woman, you know, helping with this situation. Yeah. Because it kind of, you know, women are on the front lines of this war. As nurses and doctors and medical technicians and paramedics, women are out there. Women are helping us to heal, to survive, and women are getting sick. So are men. By the way, men in greater numbers, because you guys, you smoke too much and drink too much and get too fat. And so, you know, not you, but a lot of guys are more susceptible, it seems, to the virus. But women get it too. It doesn't seem to, you know, let anyone free. It's mostly after old people, but there are babies that get it, and lots of young people, like our friend Will, who's there, just practically, you know, and he's incapacitated. Fortunately, not on a ventilator. It's a rough situation, and we do have to make the most of it. And you guys have to stay the fuck home, which is one reason. We're providing you with fabulous entertainment with Goddess Phoenix in the bubble bath and Amber the Dancer dancing and Madame Marguerite in front of the cross just spilling pearls of wisdom.
Ooh, that bath, that sounds amazing. Horny.
You know something else? We've been doing this show for like almost 30 years.
Yeah, well,
yeah, together.
We started doing it before we got married together. Right. I was doing it, of course, by myself, but, you know.
I was doing it in Italy.
Well, then that was that.
On pirate radio.
But we were certainly, you know, we've been doing it for 30 years. So here we are for you, still doing it. And
thank you.
You know, and we're not jealous of the fact that everybody now has a talk show.
That's what should happen.
It's a podcast. It's not a talk show. They say, I have my own podcast.
I know. They're called podcasts.
Yeah. What's his name invented
that?
Like
Oprah is a talk show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a talk show.
Here
with,
we're podding.
You know.
Exactly.
Here we're podding.
But how many talk shows do you get to talk to your guest in a bubble bath? I mean,
Amber.
Exactly.
Amber, can I come to your house?
Huh? Oh.
Can I come to your house for a few minutes?
Can Wait
I
a
come,
second.
Can I come
Wear
to your
a mask.
House for a few
okay.
minutes?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
And gloves. Okay.
We have an open marriage.
I have an open
We did. Knee. We had one. That was before the corona apocalypse. Yeah, yeah. Now I don't know.
You can watch everything that I'm doing on my Twitter feed. Goddess Phoenix on Twitter and Goddess Phoenix, www.goddessphoenix.com.
Promote, promote, promote. Yeah. All right. So goddessphoenix.com and goddessphoenix1 at Twitter. And Amber has a new Twitter, Amber Mercedes 6, is it, or something?
Yep, Amber Mercedes 6.
All right. Amber and, of course, Mercedes Madame 6. Marguerite
Everybody follow
is on Twitter at Madame Marguerite.
And, you know, I actually, I'm also on Just for Fans. So shout out to them. You know,
what
you
for
were
sale?
About, like,
just,
you know,
just for fans.
Just for fans. A great supporter for sex
very
workers,
popular
and
website.
They just partnered with
Just for Fans
as well. Just so shout out to them.
Very popular website.
All right. Shout out to them. So I'm just gonna whip this asshole. Well, not his ass, but he's got the coronavirus in front of him, and he always needs a whipping. And right now, he has an Easter egg in his mouth to gag him, because we have to keep Trump under gag order here in Bonoboville. And yes, I have to whip him with my Goddess Phoenix fiber optic whip on those balls that don't look like anything like an orchid. And here's his bunny ear hat.
Okay. Adam's Amber's new Twitter is at Amber Mercedes 6.
Okay, you know, while I'm doing that, you guys can talk. But anyway.
Yeah. Everyone should go follow Amber Mercedes at Amber Mercedes 6.
Okay, so there's a ritual on Passover where we are supposed to smack each other with scallions. So here's a scallion.
Who do I smack?
And this is actually a Persian Jewish tradition, and we're supposed to do it to each other, but you know, that's not keeping the 6-foot distance. So we're going to do it to ourselves as we sing the song. Oh, you got a broken one here. I know, you're looking like... here, I got a strong one now. Okay, does anybody have anything they could whip themselves with and pretend they're whipping? It's kind of
lame.
What if we got the longest... Scandal?
Just like, you know...
Let's see the guests here.
Let's see the guests along with us. Okay, so if you have anything, or you can just slap yourself with your hand. So here we go. Okay, so Ilu Ilu Hotsianu, Hotsianu Mimi Tsraim, Hotsianu Mimi Tsraim, Dayenu. That means it would have been enough for us. And now we smack. Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, 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 Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu. Dai dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. Ilu ilu hotsianu, hotsianu mimi tsraim, hotsianu mimi tsraim, dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. It's better when you do it to somebody else.
Well,
did you break yours?
I'm smacking Goddess Phoenix. I'm smacking all the guests on the screen, so.
Whoa.
I'm still doing it. I got Amber. And Phoenix and Marguerite. I got all of them, see?
You got all of them?
I'm smacking them on the screen.
Smack them! Oh, I should put my talus on for
they
the
like it, too.
One
I think
smack
they're smiling.
Here.
Little implement is a wonderful little implement.
Oh, one more smack here picture.
It's a bullcock cane.
It's a what?
A bullcock cane.
A bullcock cane.
Whoa,
okay.
Look at that.
A bullcock cane?
What do you do? You're going to smack? You smack? Mm. That's part of the therapy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's an actual bull cock.
Mm. Cool.
A bull, a cock of a bull?
I got her.
Cock of a bull, and a big one.
Okay.
Wow.
Look, I got a butt.
Wow.
Oh, I'm putting on lipstick.
All right.
Wacka wacka.
Well, I'm smacking your butt. You're putting on... She's so cute.
Now, if you were really smacking her butt while you're putting on lipstick, the lipstick would go across her face.
No, you can see. I'm smacking her with the scallion.
Ah.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it to all of them.
So much virtual fun. I can't get over it.
Hey, yeah. If you go back the camera on my butt, I can do it to myself again.
Look at that. Wow.
All right.
Whoa, nice butt. Oh, ah, ha, ha, ha. See? I'm doing
you're smacking your own butt. There
yeah.
you go.
Are you seeing what they're showing as well?
I'm doing it.
His butt. Jimmy, they're showing somebody's butt and saying it's nice. Is that somebody else's or is that mine?
It's always yours, Amber. Don't
it's
worry.
Always yours.
Always
show,
yours.
They're saying that somebody's butt is nice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's mine. It's somebody else's.
Don't be jealous. It's always yours.
Don't be jealous. Dude.
But actually, Sunshine's is the one with the cotton tail sticking in her.
I'm the bunny.
Is that in your asshole?
Yes, of course. It's in my asshole. You can...
No, well, your asshole would be pretty high up if that was the case.
Exactly.
So.
Hey.
Tell me if you see me drinking Red
Bull.
So there you have it. It's
You look great, Dr. Cindy.
Oh, thank you. While I'm whacking myself.
At some point
Harry, one more with this with the
waiting for her to interview me again.
Uh-huh. So it's great to always wear a mask. You never have to worry about how your lipstick looks. So always look on the bright side. So, yeah, by the way, this tradition was taught to us by Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who was a good friend of ours, and now he's such an avid Trump supporter. I don't know. Yeah.
That hurts, huh?
That's only 12 for you. It's 2 o'clock in the morning for me, Jeremy.
So, what's
his name?
Shmuley Botea. Whoa. Okay, I can't.
He wrote Kosher Sex and something else.
Kosher Sex. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was actually one of the one of his first television appearances.
We were.
And anyway, he's a very right wing conservative rabbi right now. So.
Well, hopefully he's not out there having big satyrs, because right now we got to protect ourselves and we got to protect our friends and lovers and mothers and fathers and grandmothers.
Yeah, and you ought not to kill the old people, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, stay home. I take that's atrocious too.
I take it as a personal threat, an assault on my person. By you, sir. Right? I mean...
Preach!
So what if a few old people die? What's the difference? They're useless anyway.
You go first.
If you don't care about yourself, at least think you're going to bring it home to somebody else.
Or maybe you want to kill the old guy.
I think they do.
That's murder without too much blood on your hands or something.
My bunny just pooped a jelly bean.
Oh, yes.
How cute.
All right. So, you guys, I think, are we ready to wind up? Or you got more questions?
You said, because my bubbles are running out.
Right. So well, we want to say thank you. And we're very excited about whatever we're going to do for DomCon. It's supposed to be in August.
We have dates. August 19th to the 23rd. Everything is still on par. We still have all our vendors, all our space. Everything is the same, except it's August 19th now.
All right. And can they get tickets?
You can go to domcon.com, and all the information is right there. So if you want to get registration, and then we have room block for the hotel right there on the site. And then if you want to do something like if you want to do a sponsorship, all of it is right there on the website, domcon.com.
Cool.
Domcon.com.
Great.
All right.
And let's have a little dance and then we can say goodnight.
Okay, grand finale of the bubbles and the dance and the cross.
And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube.
And we sell everything. Whatever you want to buy, we sell it.
Yes.
Yeah,
panties, don't forget to subscribe shoes, to YouTube. T-shirts, hit the subscribe button.
Books. Fine books, by the way. Fine, expensive, beautiful books. So you can buy those from us. We need it. You know, we got to buy stuff. We got to get wine. You know, so don't forget about us. You know, and something that probably in modern times podcasting is you can actually call in if you know actually how to do that.
We're not on any
really corporate system to do our little little broadcast, so you know, we got to pay for it all anyway. Thanks for having us, and thanks that we're starting to recognize that the new therapies are not about what we did or who we are, but it's about sharing. It's about caring.
Yeah.
It's a capitalist socialism.
And that is the bonobo way.
Yes.
Capitalist socialism, organized empathy, caring and sharing. And bonobos really love sex, and maybe we can't have so much in person right now. But we can honor our sexuality and enjoy it through the erotic theater of the mind. And we can also, just emphasize the caring and the sharing and the female empowerment of the bonobo way. Female empowerment and male well-being. and peace through pleasure.
Mm. Yep.
You bet. Okay, so.
And subscribe to YouTube.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. We love you. Wow. I love those purple socks. I love the whole orchid color. Look. And the butt. Oh, yeah.
Butt? Can I go back and see?
Oh,
just for me. No one else can see.
Mm. My goodness. That'll turn anybody into a dog.
Can I feed you some matzah? Wait, we have to have a picture of that.
Picture.
You were quick. No, not just
with
it hanging out of your mouth.
Said.
Here. It's. All right. So, whether you're celebrating Passover or Easter, or if you guys are celebrating our 28th wedding anniversary, we love you, and we appreciate you. Yeah?
I'm running out of bubbles.
Right. Oh, I didn't know Goddess Phoenix was still there. Ooh,
still
look at that shot.
In the bubble
I don't know
bag.
Who can see that. We can't show that shot on Facebook. Yeah. But I see maybe something.
She looks like Marilyn Monroe.
So, oh, yes. Very, very Marilyn-y.
She's so mm-hmm. classy.
Yeah, blow bubbles at us.
Yeah. Oh, is Amber nice. Still there? She wanted to be on after for a minute.
Okay. Oh, and look at that. The foot for the foot fetishes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Nice feet.
Succulent toes. Oh, and you know, there's a special holiday right before Good Friday that people celebrate, which is the washing of the feet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, get her. Put her on.
Certainly, Goddess Phoenix has been washing her feet.
We're going to say goodbye anyway.
Every other part of her. Love you, Goddess Phoenix.
Love
we'll see you soon. Enjoy your quarantine. I know I would enjoy it if I was with you. I'm sure everybody would like to be quarantined
well,
with Goddess Phoenix.
So nice.
Anything we can do to spread the word.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo.
Those were nice, Gigi.
Nice.
She took them away.
Nice. Okay. Great screenshot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did we get this?
Did we get Max wants to keep this and
goodbye.
You know, have it on the big screen while we have sex
Say
tonight.
Say goodbye.
Okay.
Exactly.
Say goodbye.
Okay.
We're done.
So, well, we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to share and care. And stay the fuck home and read a good book. How about The Bonobo Way? Or watch our shows or, you know, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah.
Woo! Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.